Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Ralph Friebel with the Recycling Center of North Dakota. And Ralph, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Jamestown, gearing up, very excited to be getting curbside recycling in the community. We've talked with you about that before. And it's been a process, but we're at that point where the bins are being delivered. They started getting delivered on Wednesday, March the 7th. And now the community is got to start learning and gearing up and getting ready to do recycling. So Ralph is here today. We're going to share some information, where you can go to get information and what you need to do to prepare yourself for recycling in North Dakota or in Jamestown. And Ralph, I think we can start first by saying individuals waiting for curbside recycling will also be getting automated garbage starting on the same day that curbside recycling starts, right?
Correct. We're going to start picking up April 2nd, which is a Monday. And your recycling will be picked up on the same day that the garbage is picked up. And the city is going to go at the same time to automated garbage collection with their new trucks.
Okay.
And we have split, because we're going to pick up every other week instead of every week, we have split the city map that has the garbage collection routes basically in half. So each, like the Monday route is in half, Tuesday route's in half, and we'll pick up half of the Monday route this Monday, and then the other half the second Monday.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So part of the packet of information that's going to be delivered with the carts has that in it.
Okay.
So there's a map of the city, and it's color-coded. So Monday will be Monday A and Monday B.
Okay.
And then there's a schedule, a calendar that spells out the schedule of each of those days and which week you will get picked up along with your garbage.
Excellent. I was just going to ask where they can get that information. Obviously, with the bins being delivered, there's information inside of those bins that residents are encouraged to use.
Yeah, it's all in a plastic bag. Okay. So there's a welcome letter. There's also the calendar, the city map, and then there's a cutout of what looks like a garbage can. It's blue.
Yeah.
And on that, it has a magnet on the back so you can hang it on your fridge.
Excellent.
And it has everything on it that can go in the cart and what cannot go in the cart.
Yes. And that's kind of brings us into our next thing, Ralph. Individuals, again, need to start, you know, getting in the mindset that now they can start or should start separating between their garbage and the recycling. And you kind of have a good breakdown in those information packets, but also yourself of what goes in the recycling bins and what does not.
Yes, and you can see that in the information that you get, but approximately 70% of your garbage is recyclable. So it's all the plastics, all the paper, cardboard, tin cans, aluminum cans. The only item that we would consider typically as being recyclable that we're not accepting in the cart is glass.
Right. And there's good reason for that.
Yeah. It's a hazard to the people that are sorting, and it gets into the paper material and the cardboard and makes that worth less. And the fact is glass just isn't worth anything.
Okay.
Mixed up and broken, it's worth about $3.50 a ton. And so you can't even afford to pay for the shipping. Goodness. So what we've agreed to do is take glass sorted by color at the drop-off site.
Okay.
So you can't put it in your bin, but you can bring it to the drop-off site, which will continue to be in place. We'll have a little bit different hour schedule for that, but we'll be able to take glass, hardcover books, clothing, shoes, and we'll also have it open for people that don't live in Jamestown that want to continue to recycle, because we get material from people from all over,
right?
You know, in the county, but they don't live in Jamestown.
Okay, so they still have that option then if they still want to recycle.
Correct.
They can bring it to the drop-off
site.
That'll
still be open. And all of this information will be available on our website, which is recyclenorthdakota.com. And that's spelled out. Spell out North Dakota, not N-D.
Okay, got it.
So the map and the calendar and all of that will be on there.
Awesome. Ralph Friebel again with the Recycle Center of North Dakota joining us on Let's Talk About It. Again, just to clarify, all those items that are recyclable will be outlined in those info packets inside the bins, also on recyclecenternorthdakota.com. No glass in the bins, but can be taken to the drop-off site.
Correct.
So, Ralph, we also wanted to talk about the drop-off site because you are still in that same location. There's still work on moving, but you will be in that same location for now.
Yeah, for now we'll be at the existing location, which is 302 First Street West, and we'll be moving, and we'll have announcements about that. When it gets close.
Excellent. So we'll watch out for that as well. And Ralph, we do want to give credit to the University of Jamestown and to the Beautification Committee for their role in helping educate, but also get the carts ready.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this goes back years. The City Beautification Committee formed a recycling task force that has been incredibly helpful all along the way. This last weekend, that group, along with a whole bunch of college students, stuffed 7,000 plastic bags with the information that you will receive with the cart.
Okay.
It's the packet that I keep referring to that has all that information in it. So that group put together a crew that managed to stuff 7,000 plastic bags.
Yeah. With all that information. So when you do receive your bins, you're encouraged to look inside of them because that information should be in those bins that have been delivered.
Yes, it should be. And if it's not, call us. That'll give you a whole bunch of valuable information that will help you as you get started with this whole recycling program.
Excellent. Again, a very exciting time. It's something that's been the city of Jamestown's been working towards for several years, as Ralph pointed out. But we're finally reaching that point again. April 2nd, the date that should be taking off, along with the automated garbage. Ralph, you want to give your website and your phone number for individuals who may have a question or want more information about this?
Yeah, the website's recycledNorthDakota.com, and the phone number is 701-320-7 9218.
9218. Perfect. Ralph, anything else you want to bring up while you're here?
Well, the one call that I've been getting is about the lids on the carts. And okay. And I would say a handful.
Okay.
It's not a bunch.
It's not everyone.
But because it's cold and because all these garbage containers were shipped in semis, some of the lids are not perfect. But when they heat up, either being outside in the sun or if you pull it into a heated garage,
right,
they should mold themselves back in shape.
Excellent.
Okay. So I don't think it's a big issue. But at some point, if a couple weeks from now, they're still not molded properly, we'll certainly swap out the cart and give them a different one.
Excellent. So be patient. Wait till it warms up. Bring it inside. Warm it up a little bit. It should take shape then. Perfect. Well, Ralph, we appreciate you taking time, and thanks for joining us here.
You bet. Thank you.